Exodus chapter 40. The Lord said to Moses, "On the first day of the first month you are to set up the tent of Yahweh's presence." Now, when we keep reading about the presence of God, no man can see God and live. And yet, God puts his name in angels and even people. And so to come before them is to come before the presence of God. And this is where people misunderstand the nature of the Lord Jesus, that Jesus was the Son of God. And he said, "I am come in my Father's name." And so he functioned as God and was God's representative. And so to come before him was to come into the presence of God. But that does not mean that he was God himself. Just as God says about the angel in the Exodus, "My name is in him." So the angel represented God. But the angel was not God himself, because Moses spoke, it says, to the Lord face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. But that's talking about God in the sense of the angel, not God himself in person, because no man can see God and live. And so, God says, "Place the ark inside the tabernacle, the ark containing the Ten Commandments, and put the veil in front of it. Bring in the table and place the equipment on it. Also bring in the candlestick and set up the lamps upon it. Put the gold altar for burning the incense in front of the ark, and hang the veil at the entrance of the tent. In front of the tent, put the altar for burnt offerings. Put the laver between the tent and the altar and fill it with water. And put up the surrounding enclosure around the courts and hang the curtain at the entrance." Now, all this is a great parable. If a man wanted to approach God, he had to come through that first curtain into the courts. But the height of the curtains was such that the man would have had to bow his head to get through. So being humble is the first thing that God requires. And then after that, he came to the big altar of burnt offering. So the other important thing when you start your journey to God is to realize it's about sacrifice. It's about you being minus. It's about you giving something and not just trying to get for yourself materially. And after that, the person would have come to the laver or this wash basin where they washed their whole body, which is like baptism. And then you came to the holy place where there was the table of showbread, that's like the breaking of bread, the candlestick, which is like church life according to how Jesus speaks about the candlestick in Revelation chapter 1, and the altar of incense, which represents prayer. And then there was the veil into the most holy place. And the smell of the incense would have gone into that most holy place. And so that all represents how our prayers come right into the very presence of God. In the most holy, there was the ark with the cherubim over it, and probably the glory of God burning in between the cherubim over the lid of the ark, that's sometimes called the mercy seat, where they sprinkled blood every year, the blood of atonement. And that represented the work of the Lord Jesus. Now, when Jesus died, that veil into the most holy place was torn down to symbolize that now the way into the very presence of God is not just for the high priest very briefly once a year, but is now for all of us to enter in. So God goes on to Moses, "Then dedicate the tent and all its equipment by anointing it with the holy anointing oil, and it will become holy. Next, dedicate the altar and all its equipment by anointing that, and that will also be completely holy. And dedicate the laver and its base the same way. Then bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance of the tent and tell them to take a bath in the laver." This is like baptism. So one meaning of baptism is that we are washed and we become like priests. because they had to use the laver in order to start their service, their priestly service. So we are baptized not just because we agree to some teachings, but because we genuinely want to give ourselves to the service of God. And so after this, they had to be dressed in their holy garments and to be anointed and so to be consecrated so that they could serve God as priests. And this was done to both Aaron and to his sons. Moses did everything just as the Lord had commanded. And that, of course, looks forward to how Moses was a type of Jesus. Because Jesus also was absolutely obedient. So on the first day of the first month of the second year after they left Egypt, the tent of the tabernacle of the presence of God was set up. Moses established its bases, set up the frames, attached the bars, put up the posts. He spread out the covering over the tent, and then the outer tent over that, just as the Lord had commanded. And he took the two stone tables and put them in the ark. He put the poles in the rings of the ark, put the mercy seat or the lid upon it, and then he placed the ark in the tabernacle and hung up the veil. And in that way, he, as it were, screened off the ark of the Lord, just as the Lord had commanded. He put the table of showbread in the tent on the north side, outside the curtain. That's outside the curtain that was dividing the most holy place. And on it he put the bread of God's presence, just as the Lord had commanded. He put the candlestick also within the tent on the south side, opposite the table of showbread. And he lit the lamps in the Lord's presence, just as he had been commanded. He put the gold altar, that's the altar of incense, in the tent in front of the veil, and burnt this sweet-smelling incense upon it, just as the Lord had commanded. He hung the veil at the entrance of the tent, and there, in front of the veil, he placed the altar for burnt offerings. On that, he sacrificed the burnt offering and the grain offering, just as the Lord had commanded. And then he put the wash basin, the laver, that is, between the tent and the altar, and filled it with water. Moses, Aaron, and Aaron's sons washed their hands and feet there every time they went into the tent or to the altar, just as the Lord had commanded. And Moses set up the fence around the tent and the altar and hung the curtain at the entrance. And so all the work was finished. And then the cloud covered the tent, and the glory of the Lord's presence filled it. And because of that, Moses could not enter into the tabernacle. The Israelites moved their camp to another place, only when the cloud lifted from the tent. As long as the cloud remained, they did not move. During all their journeyings in the wilderness, they could see the cloud of the Lord's presence over the tent during the day and a fire burning above it during the night. So then it was an angel inside that cloud that was leading them, or telling them to stay where they were. And our lives are also led by God through angels or whatever. And you can see how thoughtful God was that the fire by night kept them warm, because it's so cold at night in the desert, and the cloud in the daytime would have kept the kept the heat off them. So you see how thoughtful God is for his people. He's so sensitive to all our human situations.